Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The Delta variant of the coronavirus is flaring up, and health officials throughout the country are seeing an uptick in the number of COVID cases. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Our seven-day average is at about 37,700 cases per day, and this represents an increase of 53% from the prior seven-day average.
But as we go on the air, CDC officials say the agency will stick with its guidance for now, that only unvaccinated people need to wear masks to be safe. But she told reporters the administration is always looking at the data as the data comes in, seemingly leaving the door open that things could change. Around here, just like in other major cities, they're calling it the pandemic of the unvaccinated. That is, the majority of cases coming through hospitals and turning up positive these days, according to health officials, involves people who, for whatever reason, won't get a COVID shot. And with the fast-spreading variant out there, they say it gives a second wind to the pandemic. Newsman Al Jones went out to see what City Hall is saying about it, and specifically if New York is leaning towards a return to the mandated bandit look. It doesn't appear likely.
Instead, His Honor is doubling down on vaccination as the best approach to beating back the increase driven by the Delta variant.
Anyone who doesn't get vaccinated is putting other people in danger. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm just saying a fact. They're putting other people in danger. It's got to end.
Future decisions, the mayor insists, will be based on numbers and science.
This hospitalization rate right now, for example, is quite low. But we're going to watch the hospitalization rate, watch the case rate, watch the vaccination rate. Those three things are going to determine our decisions going forward.
Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
Meantime, a new effort underway at the federal level aimed at getting illegal heat off the streets. Correspondent Steve Dorsey.
The Justice Department says it will step up prosecutions of illegal gun trafficking in five cities. It's part of an effort to keep guns out of the hands of criminals amid a rise in gun violence. The effort will focus on places where it's easier to obtain firearms and move them to cities with more restrictive gun laws, including Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C.
Also today, a big meeting in Paterson, New Jersey, where the acting attorney general, Andrew Brook is his name, detailed the latest efforts to reduce gun violence in that city and throughout the Garden State, including the arrests of several violent fugitives and leaders of major gang-led drug rings. Public advocate Damani Williams says public schools should do away with on-campus police and instead pay student and parent leaders to make schools more safe and welcoming for kids, and especially those who have been traumatized by the pandemic. Task force members, a mix of students, parents, and advocates, say the recommendations give schools a roadmap to becoming less punitive and more healing-centered. Kenesha Buckley is a youth representative at Healing Center School's work group. Says as black kids, they get treated differently in a crisis.
We're often treated as though we're like numbers and not actual people, like our needs are not catered to. Even the way that we process information or the way that we process emotions is like everyone is taught that black students are supposed to come off as aggressive whenever they show any type of emotion, and it's quite like upsetting for me to see.
The city has expanded the number of mental health professionals and they're training teachers on how to spot signs of distress. A new recommendation also asks every city school to put together students, parents, and educators to review harmful school policies. The task force recommends students and parents be paid stipends for their efforts, which would cost the city about $3 million. Police say they think the same guy is responsible for a trio of attacks which happened yesterday at a park up in Inwood. And they think one of the victims might have been sexually assaulted. 1010 Wins reporter Samantha Liebman is on that investigation.
Longtime Inwood resident shocked to hear of these attacks because it's usually safe.
Not one time of my personal space felt violated at all in 20 years of living here.
Sometimes it could just be a mental health issue with everything that's going on, because I've never really heard of anything like this around here. I've been here since I'm 17.
Whatever the reason, police believe the same man started just before 11 Wednesday near Dyckman Street, punching a woman and stealing several items. He then threatened to rape a woman around 11:30, but was scared off by an approaching jogger. About a half hour later, the NYPD says he knocked a woman unconscious with a branch. Good Samaritans found her dog, then the victim, who told them she may have been sexually assaulted. She was taken to Harlem Hospital for treatment. Police still looking for the suspect. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Inwood.
Another call on the mayor to put a stop to the plan to transfer homeless New Yorkers back into the shelter system. Our Samantha Liebman has the story this afternoon from City Hall.
Homeless New Yorkers want the mayor to understand why they can't go back to homeless shelters.
He rode the subway in the past. Come sit down in a congregated shelter with us. Walk in our shoes.
Rita Wilson is worried about her health if she's moved from the hotel she was put in to protect her from COVID back to a shelter.
You have people in there coughing, sick, not going to the doctors, urinating, pooping, and everything all over the place. But they want us to go back. I'm scared. I don't want to die.
This, as the Delta variant is on the rise, they say there's a solution, Intro 146, which would raise city housing vouchers to $1,900. They say the city pays about $4,000 per person a month at a shelter so they can afford the vouchers. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds at City Hall.
A Massachusetts man marking 20 years since the 9/11 attack with a special tribute to the flight attendants who were killed that day. Paulie Venito, who used to be a flight attendant himself, will be pushing a beverage cart all the way from Logan Airport in Boston to Ground Zero here in New York. He was a guest today live on 1010 Wins with Bridget Quinn.
I started training for this October 10th, walking, and when the weather was going to break, I said I'd bring out the beverage cart, which was March 1st. I've been pushing that beverage cart since March 1st on the street. Well, started in the park and then on the street May 1st. And I'm averaging about 16 miles a day right now. So before I push off, I'll be up to 20 miles a day.
Venito is also using the 200-plus-mile journey to raise money for victims' families and for organizations that help fight addiction. Meantime, a new program designed to put trained mental health experts and not police officers on such calls is off and running. The Daily News reporting the so-called Be Heard program, that's Behavioral Health Emergency Assistance Response Division, off to a good start, it says. It teams FDNY EMS technicians and paramedics with social workers from the NYC Health Plus hospital system. Those teams dispatched 107 times in Harlem between June 6th and July 7th. That's according to the latest data. And it says here people accepted help from the Be Heard teams 95% of the time, a higher success rate than when cops showed up to similar emergencies. Susan Herman, who's in charge of the mayor's Office of Community Mental Health, says they've had only positive supported interactions so far, and people are getting mental health care sooner than in a traditional response. Somewhere in the town of Manorville, there's a cow named Norma Jean who's feeling kind of self-conscious today after animal rescue officials stuck her out in the woods near a slaughterhouse in Suffolk to lure a runaway bull who's been on the run since Tuesday. Well, apparently he wasn't interested. He never showed up. Sorry, Norma Jean. The bull must have broken through a farm fence on Barnes Road about 8:30 Tuesday morning, and they haven't been able to catch him yet, although there have been a few sightings.
We spotted him out in the woods out there. Yesterday, we found some fresh feces and fresh tracks also in that area. He has lots of food, lots of water right there. So there's no reason really for him to go.
That's John De Leonardo with Lion. That's Long Island Orchestrating for Nature. The bull weighs about 1,500 pounds, but they say he's pretty stealth and nimble on his feet, fast with a dark coat that blends into his surroundings. So they're setting out treats and trying to lure him out of the woods with cows that are in heat, although Norma Jean is a cow in therapy right now, having been denied. They're hoping the animal is caught soon so they can move him to a sanctuary to live out his days if he can just forget about that slaughterhouse thing he saw.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.